First and foremost, I do not own any of the rights to any of the music playing in the background of this episode of Water to Wine with myself, Ariana Redwine. Furthermore, some of the material I'll be reading for this episode is from my new favorite book, The Only Astrology Book You'll Ever Need, by Joanna Martine Woolfolk. I bought my copy at Barnes & Noble's, however, I know it's sold on Amazon and can be found at several bookstores throughout. Anywho, by this time you should definitely have your wine poured because the legal portion is over and disclosed. Plus, I'm done bragging about my book. So cheers, lovelies. This episode is called Cupid's Aquarian. Yes, it's Aquarius time. When I first met our guest tonight, it was through my older brother at one of my Halloween parties. And to be quite honest, I couldn't figure her out. I was very perplexed and somewhat aggravated with myself that I couldn't understand this individual's motives, mainly because I was beginning to notice that my brother was very interested in her, like way interested. Hint, they're still together. So of course I was curious of this woman, mysterious and shy, but not unfriendly. Her sign was a gigantic puzzle to me. So to say less, I needed to know more. So, of course, I started to study her and get to know her. Needless to say, we bumped heads a couple of times. I mean, more than a couple of times. But come to find out, it's because we mentally had several things in common. Strong in our opinions and stubbornly loyal at heart. That loyalty now, however, is what connects us. And I think highly of her, and I'm proud to introduce my Aquarius guest today. But before I do, I want to add that my experience with Aquarius women, has been that they are wise beyond their years. Take my daughter, Autumn, who is not quite a woman yet, but is 12, and you'd be amazed at the conversations you can have with her. She never fails to amaze me, and neither does my guest, Aquarius. Who knows who I've left a mystery to you guys so far by not saying her name yet, so you can be as perplexed as I was at first. It's funny how people can enchant you, leaving a forever mark. So for every guest, all that I have had come and have to come forward. Remaining themselves and being honest, speaking their truths and letting me inside their lives. Just a quick thank you and cheers to you all. Why do this on the Aquarius episode or the first Aquarius episode? Well, that's simple. The Aquarius is a contradicting sign, so I felt it important to share that this is so appreciated and loved. With that being said, I welcome with love my sister-in-law, who is a great mother, a good partner, and a hell of a hairstylist, with her own personal salon, and a very loyal friend, Miss Toya Thompson. Will you please introduce yourself?
Woo, woo! Like she said, I'm Toya Thompson, and I am a professional hairstylist. I am honing my craft straight up out of Mesquite, Texas. I have been a hairstylist for the past 20 plus years. You can follow me or get in contact with me on all social media platforms. Type in Toya Thompson Hair Salon, that is. Check your girl out.
All right, that's what's up. And I will drop her information in the description box and you can reach her for all your hair care needs. Okay, water listeners, you know what time it is. It's facts and details time. But before we get into that, I want to do something a little different this time, if that's okay with you. Is that okay with you?
That's perfectly fine with me.
Okay, perfect. Can I share your actual birthday or birth date?
You can.
Okay, it's February 14th, correct?
February 14th.
Okay, perfect. So that also probably helps explain the title a little to the listeners, too. You were born on Cupid's Day, a.k.a. Valentine's Day.
It's not what it's all cracked up to be.
I'm sure many people would agree with you.
Yeah.
Me included.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you know that you were a cuss baby as well?
I did.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad you know that. So with that information. I'm going to read your cusp information and also your decanat from the book that I referred to earlier. So let me drop some Aquarius insight and then I'll start the interview. Is that okay?
That is okay with me.
Okay, perfect. Aquarius is the 11th sign in the zodiac. Aquarius dates are from January 20th through February 18th. The element of Aquarius is air. Aquarius is the last air sign. The other air signs are Gemini and Libra. Air signifies communication, reason, and intellect. The Aquarius sign quality is fixed. Fixed signs signify determination, persistence, and single-mindedness. The fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and last but not least, Aquarius. The ruling planet is Uranus, the planet of change, originality, and revolution. The symbol is the water bearer. The water that the water bearer pours out symbolizes the truth. Leo is the Aquarian polarity sign or opposite sign. Their magical birthstone is amethyst, which my daughter Lisa could probably go into how much amethyst is actually, I honestly don't know, but I wear one around my neck every day, and I know it has, I think it's healing properties.
It has healing properties. I think it has peace. It also helps with your mood, anxiety, depression.
And that's exactly why I'm wearing it.
Yeah. As far as I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why she gave it to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hence why I'm wearing it now. Because my anxiety goes through the roof every time I go to do one of these interviews.
Okay.
Yeah. It's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Actually. So, amethyst is actually the true stone of spiritual healing and enlightenment. Amethyst is often used by mystics, physics, psychics, healers, religious leaders for the intuitive, transcendence, and spirituality, restoring properties and the ability to awaken the crown and spirit chakras. Amethyst helps to stir your imagination and intuitive powers, refining thought and stimulating new ideas. It is an excellent stone for emerging spiritual understanding with practical common sense, reputed to remove evil thoughts and increase intelligence. It also enhances your creativity and passion for life. Its calming influence and mind promotes peace, love, courage and spiritual happiness.
That's why I'm an Aquarius.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all healing protection, keywords, all healing protection, imagination, insight. Wow. It psychological correspondence, mental focus, decision making, motivation, and it can come in the appearance color purple, violet, or lavender. So its legendary uses, I can go into amethyst for a long time, but yes, it does also help with depression and anxiety and, of course, a clear way of thinking for spiritual happiness, peace, right, love, and courage, like I said. Yes. And what I just read to you actually comes from the Crystal Directory, 100 Crystals for Positive Manifestation by Sarah Bartlett. So, again, that book is The Crystal Directory, 100 Crystals for Positive Manifestation by Sarah Bartlett.
Hey.
So, and again, that is a little bit about amethyst. So, also, again, that's your magical birthstone, just to tell you a little bit about that. And Aquarius's metal is uranium, okay? So, just moving a little onward, I need to read your cusp in your decanat, and then I'm going to read, go on into the questions. Is that cool?
That is cool with me.
So we are moving right along. Do you need something else to drink? You good?
I'm good. I'm just reading my can.
Okay, so As far as the decadence of Aquarius, you are part of the third decadent. And, babe, we decided that this word is pronounced Achilles. Achilles. Thank you so much. I had to make sure I didn't mess that up, you guys. Okay. So you're part of the third decadent, which is the dates from February 9th through February 18th. Your key word is association. Your constellation is Achilles, the little horse, brother of Pegasus. The little horse symbolizes loyalty, and the harnessing of strength. Your planetary subruler is Venus. Venus, planet of sociability, combines with Aquarius's Uranus to make you the most people-oriented of the three decadents. You have the ability to form close and enduring ties. Often, success and work comes through other people. You probably have an artistic nature and take pride in making your surroundings as beautiful as you can. You like people who do what they say they will, and you show up on time. In your own life, you are careful about details and tend to be critical about the lax ways of others. Travel and new adventure always excite you, for you are a forward-looking person. In love, you are romantic and affectionate, and you tend to have a flirtatious eye.
Very true.
Very true?
Very true.
Right on point?
On point.
Okay, so I'm going in the right direction right now.
You are dead on.
Okay. I'm going in the right direction. Okay. Moving right along to your cusp. You're on the cusp of being a Pisces, which is cool.
That's why I'm so...
bubbly?
I wouldn't say bubbly, but optimistic.
I don't know. My husband's a Pisces, and he's over there dancing to your reggae music right now.
Yeah.
He's pretty bubbly.
Okay.
He's one of the most bubbly people I've ever met in my life, and so are you.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? I like to make people happy. It makes me happy.
It does. It really genuinely does.
And it does my heart good. So hey, guess what? I don't mean to go left.
No, you're not going left.
I'm going to come back right.
Okay.
But, you know, I was listening to this podcast. It's called Same Room. And okay. I thought it was cheesy because, you know, you got the shade room or whatever.
Okay.
But it was this interviewer, and she was saying, she was interviewing Sarah Jakes and Essence Atkins.
Okay.
You know? And so they were talking about waiting. Okay. And we're not going to go into that because I'm not going to go too far left.
Okay.
But that just reminded me of something that really resonated with me when it says, versus saying, how are you doing? How's your heart doing?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I said that I wanted to try to adapt when I asked my closest friends and family. I don't want to say, how are you doing? I want to say, how's your heart doing? Because we as people so often can say, hey, oh, I'm doing fine. I'm good. But really, how's your heart doing? That makes you stop and think. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you really doing? You know what I'm saying? So then you're able to really engage and connect with that person.
Hmm.
I don't know if I came back right, but...
No, you didn't come back right.
I didn't.
But you made a powerful point.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
All right.
But we'll move on to your cuss. It just has to do with your personality.
Yeah, that's my personality.
Is that you like to make people happy?
I love to make people happy.
So you didn't exactly come back right, but I understood the point of you becoming right.
And I lost all train of where I was going with that, but hey.
No, but I understood what you were saying.
Okay. I hope your listeners understood what I was saying.
No, I'm making them understand. Even if they lost track, I'm going to make you understand.
Okay.
Her purpose of what she was saying
is that I love to make people happy.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which is a Pisces tendency.
I don't know nothing about no damn Pisces.
I'm about to share it with you. Okay. So, born February 14th through February 18th, you are an Aquarius with Pisces tendencies. You have an easygoing charm that fits in well with almost any group, whereas you may have many acquaintances. Those who know you really well are few. You have a lighthearted exterior that often hides deeper feelings. In work, you are a forward-thinking and progressive, but also cautious. You view life with a somewhat jaded eye and won't rush into anything new without investigation. Nothing offends you more than being unfairly dealt with. You tend to have extravagant taste and enjoy spending money.
True.
Which part?
All of it.
I think the most part that I got out of it is in work you are forward thinking and progressive, but also cautious.
Very true.
And then I think that you also, whereas you may have many acquaintances, those who know you really well are few.
Very few.
Because it took me a long time to get in.
Right. And Aquariuses, we are so complex that very few people will know us. If any, not even our families.
I think that's mainly an Aquarius woman, but that could be an Aquarius thing, period. But at the same time, I think that Aquariuses have a hidden layer to them that they hide from their families. Would you say that to be true?
I don't think we hide. We just want to be sure we're open up to the people who's really interested, who's really for us and has our best interest at heart.
And is family sometimes not that?
Sometimes family isn't that.
I appreciate that honesty.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first question, is if those related to you. So you've answered that perfectly.
Okay.
I'm going to start actually with a question that I was going to ask last. Excuse me. Do you feel like you are good at remaining true to yourself?
No.
Why is that?
It goes back to people pleasing and wanting everyone around us to be happy, because we are such servicers, to where me personally, I get caught up in what another person may expect of me. And I am such a critical thinker that I want to deliver on their expectations. So in doing that, I can sometimes lose myself.
That makes sense. I think that was one of the deepest, most honest answers that I've had on the show thus far. And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And as far as being a people pleaser, I am too a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And I know how that can make you lose yourself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to ask you right now if you would come back for my mental health.
Of course.
And we'll talk more about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a stubborn person?
Very. Initially, no. But I can be. And I say that because once I get my mind set on something, once I believe in something, or once I feel like there's a point to be made, if I have to stand up for myself, or if I believe I have to stand up for someone else, I can be very stubborn and set in my ways. And it's more of a defense mechanism.
I think you answered a question that I already, that I was going to ask. You, one of the things you just said was that if I have to stand up for someone else, I can be very set in my ways. And I was going to ask you how you feel about friends, because my daughter is very loyal. That's something that I noticed in her. And I was going to ask if you feel like you're loyal, but I think you just already answered that for me. So I don't really feel the need to answer that question, but if you would like to elaborate, you definitely can.
Me being who I am, I'm very loyal. I don't take in just anybody, because I'm going to give you all of me, and my expectations is nothing less.
Okay.
So once I love you and I'm for you, I'm go hard for you. And it's almost like to death do us part to end a relationship.
And you want to be dealt with fairly. And just like I read to you.
Very fairly.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I can fully, fully understand that.
Yes.
Most definitely. I couldn't agree with you more, actually. Would you say that Aquarians can be somewhat contradicting, but not intentionally?
Right. I think because we try to see everything from different perspectives.
Trying to walk a mile in everybody's shoes?
Yes. To where we can kind of contradict ourselves by doing so. Not intentionally, but because we can actually see everyone's perspective.
Do you see that being more of your... I know you said you don't know much about Pisces, but just to kind of dose you up a little bit, Pisces is known for being able to walk miles in everybody's shoes, knowing everybody's perspective. And I know I haven't interviewed a Pisces yet, but I do want to point out that it's known that Pisces is very, 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 very good at looking at everyone's perspective. And you're on the cusp of being a Pisces. Do you see that being a possibility? Or, I'm sorry, not a possibility. Do you see that being... Actually, possibility is the word.
A characteristic that I have?
Yeah, a characteristic that you have. Possibly because you're on the cusp of being a Pisces.
Possibly because I'm on the cusp of being a Pisces. And that could be very well... be it, you know what that is, but yeah. I can see things from different perspectives and different points of views, and yeah, I guess that's it. I can't really explain it, you know. I've always wondered why, you know, I was that type of thinker, but I don't know much about Pisces. That could be the answer.
It could be the answer. I have a little bit of a theory on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because of the confusion of many people thinking that you are a water sign, mm-hmm, versus being an air sign.
Mm-hmm.
But
quite honestly, astrology is new to me.
Okay.
So I'm just coming as real and honest and as true as I possibly can. I don't know much about air signs, water signs, elements, all these different types of things.
Oh, well, that's cool. But, so that makes this even more real.
Mm-hmm. But from what I have read and what I have learned from you, that could be a reason as to why I feel like, I'm going to say I feel like I'm so fluid.
But I think you're a knowledge seeker. So I think that each thing that I say that you will intake and go forth, and I see Aquarius being a deep knowledge seeker. Would you say that?
Yes.
So I think that you'll take forth and figure out more information on your own.
Of course.
I don't see you leaving here and studying this more yourself. Because I even saw you peeking at the book.
Oh, I am going to study this more. And I'm going to, for sure, hit Google up. But I just wanted to share a little bit about me. So all your listeners can know where I'm coming from.
Right, for sure.
As a person who is an Aquarius, who's getting to know themselves, and who can pretty much appreciate you and your research, because all this stuff resonates so well and so deep within me.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's not like I know. I don't want to sound like I don't know who I am, but in a sense,
of course not. It's you like, know who you are very well.
It's like eye-opening, awakening, you know what I'm saying? Getting to know yourself. So if you want to get to know yourself, I feel like astrology is a way to help you out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I plan on just a kind of a foreshadow. I plan on connecting it with things that I'm moving on with in the future for my podcast. Because I think astrology connects several different things with our minds and with our spirituality.
Right on.
Yeah. And I mean, there are several people that are not going to agree with me, but hey, I don't care at this point. And I think that's the beauty in it.
Fuck them.
So, next question. I've read that Aquariuses can, like, not get bored whatsoever. Is that a correct statement?
Very true. Very much so. Even though we enjoy being to ourselves, alone, peaceful, in our own homes, we can also be isolated individuals. What was the question?
I've read that Aquariuses cannot get bored.
Okay, bored, yes. Okay, because we are so much in our minds, is where I was going with this. It's almost hard for us to keep up with ourselves. So for another person to lose our interest or anything to lose our interest, I mean, that's like the fastest way to lose me.
Okay.
You know, you got to always have me hanging on by a thread. You know what I'm saying? If not, I'm going to be looking for that in something or someone else.
Oh, okay. So you can't even get bored in people.
No.
Okay.
Because I'm going to feel like...
Hence you falling in love with my brother.
Because I'm going to feel like I have outgrown you. What can you tell me? What can I learn from you? What can you give me? It's like I'm always soaking something up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, he'll always give you something.
He does. He does. And you know what? It's been a challenge, and I like that challenge.
Yeah, I can't wait to interview him. It's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so do you love being around people? I've also read that you either don't mind it at all, but you're also comfortable and satisfied being alone.
I love people. I love being around people. I love social gatherings, but I'm also kind of a people phobic. Like, I don't really like people.
I don't know how that makes common with Aries.
I don't know if that really makes sense, but it's kind of like, I like you, but I don't get too close. I want to be in the mix, but from afar, you know?
Okay. I don't know if you listen to the Aries podcast, but they said something kind of similar. Mm-hmm. That was funny. They're a fire sign. That's funny. When I collectively listen to all these and do my final review, that's going to be something that I don't know how I'm going to connect that. But I will connect that somehow.
That may be the one thing we got in common.
Yeah. I'll do my research and I will find the connection, I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. But that's funny. and not in your bubble.
Yes, stay out of my personal space.
Right on. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, do you meditate or do yoga? I only ask because it just seems like an Aquarius might try it at least once. I mean, this is not even like something I've read or anything. It's just, I'm curious.
Funny thing is, I've tried both. Okay. And I think that's because I'm always seeking to elevate myself.
Okay.
And I always feel like you can always elevate, you know, what is evolution? You know what I'm saying? You have to continue to grow yourself, better yourself, you know? So if you would have asked me this years ago, I probably wouldn't have had an answer for you or have known anything about it. But just to try and get in contact with your spiritual self.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yoga is very centering. So is meditation. You know? You just sit with yourself. So,
I could just sit with myself. Every time I try to sit with myself, all I do is think.
It's very hard.
And every time I do yoga, all I do is just fall around.
Yoga versus meditation, you know, I'm still working on meditation. Yoga was easy the first time, you know. The breathing, centering yourself, because it's more physical, I believe. And then meditation is more mental.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
And I can't get out of my head, so that's very challenging for me.
Yeah, see, me too. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do either, but I can do Pilates. That's interesting.
Pilates is...
is a combination of both.
Right.
Something's wrong with me.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's not a maybe, it's a definitely.
I mean, if you do Pilates... that's like maybe like yoga times two.
Yeah.
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 I don't know.
And then you got to breathe and focus, and the Pilates 100 is something serious. We're going to do it.
I try anything once.
You going to jump out this airplane with me next year?
Once.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to hold you to that. Don't be playing with me.
Right.
When I call you, because this is Cookie's idea. Cookie the one who jumped out of this airplane. There. And what? I thought I'd jump out of this airplane with her, but I told her if it's in Colorado, I ain't going to Colorado jumping out of a cold ass airplane.
A cold. But you're going to be high as hell. Right? Get it? High as hell.
I'm not joining the ball high club with y'all. Okay. Well, that I'm gonna skip a couple questions. Shit. Do you like to make people laugh? And before you answer that question, because I think I know the answer, are Aquarius is naturally funny?
I would say no, but I have been known to make people laugh, and I love to put a smile on someone's face. So, is it intentional? No, but hey, it happens.
Oh, man, because I believe I've laughed through this whole interview, and I got that stupid-ass laugh. So okay, so... Our Aquarius is friendly but cautious at first. This is a serious one. Our Aquarius is friendly but cautious at first. I've read you attract friends wherever you go, but that is something that you're very cautious about.
Right. Me personally, I'm a very friendly person.
Yes.
I think you can be friendly, but not open. You know, that's, to me, that's different. You know, if I open myself up to you, I'm very cautious because I don't know any other way to be than me, you know, and it could be that could resonate with me because of what I've been through in life that makes me so cautious of who I let in. But trust and believe, if I let you in, I mean, you have really passed a series of tests.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They need to pass a series of tests because I believe the trust is like credit, that it has to be earned.
Right.
That you have to literally, it's a monopoly out here in these streets.
And you just can't give it to anyone. So friendly, yes. Cautious. Yes. But open. Yes.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then. My last two questions are kind of questions that I feel like you've kind of already answered, but I'm going to ask them anyway. Are you a huge knowledge seeker?
I am. I believe that I can learn something from everyone. I believe that you're never too young or too old to learn anything. I feel like people and things, situations all around you are teachers. That's yes. just what I believe.
Yes. Yes.
I guess that's what makes me kind of contradictory. But yeah.
Yes. Every life is a lesson.
Life is a lesson.
And if you can learn from every single person that
but
comes in
your life. But think if you continue to want to grow. To grow is to change, right?
Yes.
So what I believed yesterday, I may not necessarily believe it today or tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Oh,
or
yes.
It can be elevated.
Preach to the audience.
You know,
ahead.
It could be, I just think that you should always want to grow and want to always elevate yourself.
I knew you were going to enchant the audience. I just knew I needed a solid Aquarius because every once in a while it skips an Aquarius and they not solid.
Oh,
I just want to put that out there. I'm not sign bashing or anything. I'm just saying it skips some occasionally.
Well, I just think because that person may not know themselves.
Ooh. That's it. And they still working on it. Because an Aquarius is a complex sign. And I think getting to know yourself has a lot to do with it. Because the one thing that I learned about reading about an Aquarius is once they are themselves, they remain true to themselves. But if they are themselves, they will continue to be themselves, and that is their true self. So if they are who they are, that is who they are, and you need to accept that, and they are not changing.
Very well said. And I think that's very challenging for an Aquarius. Me, being on a journey to find myself, knowing myself, and loving myself. And I think it may be a challenge for anyone of any sign, you know, to know yourself is to love yourself and to be real with yourself. So if you didn't find an authentic Aquarius, I mean, you just didn't find an authentic person who's true to themselves.
Boom. Boom. Thank you. Thank you. I said it incorrectly. Thank you for correcting me.
Oh, you did say it incorrectly. I mean, I'm sorry. You said it correctly.
You just enhanced it.
That's just my take on it.
You just enhanced it. You enhanced it. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the teacher can become the student. And I can be that on my own show. And I can accept that. And I can give myself permission to accept that. Thank you.
Right. But don't take knowledge lightly. Because if it was not for you, there will be no me.
Oh.
In this phase. So don't take your knowledge lightly.
Thank you.
At all.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That means a lot to me. Yes, and you know why that means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And people will discover that later.
Yep.
Y'all will. We won't leave you hanging. It's just for later episodes, I promise. Last but not least, would you say that you're private or shy and that's a well-kept secret?
I am private and I am shy.
But you... Okay.
To those that I don't trust with my well-being, to those that I don't trust with my heart, to those that I don't trust who don't mean no good to me. But if I trust you, I'm going to open up to you 100% wholeheartedly.
Thank you. That was dope. Anything else you want to share with us?
I just like to add that my sister is a hell of a interviewer. I'm so proud of her. I want her to continue this. The potential that I see in it is great. It is her thing. And I love it. I'm glad that I could be a part of it. And I just wish you nothing but love and success. I hope that I resonated with your audience. I was trying to be, or I am being me 100% authentically. So if I got a little scatterbrained or got a little thrown off, that's just who I am. And I wanted to give you all of me. So.
And you did. And thank you. And don't make me cry on this episode.
That's it. I love you.
I love you too. All
right.
Yes. That was beautiful. That was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a very special type of individual. Y'all got to give me a second. Oh, stay true. Stay true.
I'm trying. I'm learning.
Me too.
Yes.
Every day.
It's because of you.
Step by step.
You don't know. You don't know. Step you have a special place right here.
Thank you. So do you.
And it's not the wine. Or the alcohol. It's true. It's really true.
Oh, cheers to you.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome. And of course, I know you'll grace us again.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share something with you. I want to just share some famous Aquariuses.
Okay.
It's something that I've been meaning to start doing on every episode. And some famous Aquariuses are Jennifer Aniston, Susan B. Anthony, Tallulah Bankhead, John Belushi, Krista E. Brinkley, George Burns, Robert Burns, Carol Channing, Stalker Channing, Natalie Cole, Charles Darwin, Angela Davis, Gina Davis, James
Angela
Dean.
Angela Davis?
Yes. Neil Diamond, Charles Dickens, Matt Dillon, Christian Dior, Dr. Dre, Farrah Fawcett, Clark Gable, John Grisham, Gene Hackman, Paris Hilton, Langston Hughes, Virginia Johnson Masters, Michael Jordan, Alicia Keys, Heath Ledger, Abraham Lincoln, who also shares the same birthday as one of my, as my daughter Autumn, as I referred to earlier, Christopher Marlowe, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Paul Newman, Nick Nolte, Kim Novak, Ronald Reagan, Vanessa Redgrave, Burt Reynolds, Jackie Robinson, Chris Rock, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Babe Ruth, Tom Selleck, Jane Seymour, Sybil Shepherd, Justin Timberlake, John Travolta, Oprah Winfrey, Elijah Wood, and Virginia Woolf.
Girl, I better pick up my crown. What is I'm doing? Oh, I'm a monster great.
You are indeed. Mm-hmm. You are indeed. And with that being said, I want to tell you to continue to stay being great. Continue to hold that crown. Hopefully, like I said, you will grace us again. It's been real as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your love.
Always.
Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And listeners, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Be blessed. Be kind. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Sanitize. And peace.
Social distance.
Much love, as always.